You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A project aiming to check the lives and mortality rates of Kekenor, aka New Zealand Fur Seals, has recently been approved for extension. The Department of Conservation project was originally slated to take place from June to November of last year, getting citizens to become involved by submitting photographic sightings of the seals in various places across Aotearoa. To learn more about their next steps and how the extensions will benefit the research, I spoke to Nicola Roos, a student at Otago Uni, who is assisting with the project.
Yeah, so New Zealand's Kekenor population is growing in size and range and becoming increasingly visible to New Zealanders. So between 1st July and 22nd November of last year, DOC conducted a public awareness campaign urging people to report sightings of Kekenor around the Coromandel and the Hauraki Gulf. And from this, DOC received 102 reports of Kekenor between July and November, and these sightings were spread across the Upper North Island, with 36 in the Waikato, which included the Coromandel, 27 in Auckland, 14 in or around the Hauraki Gulf, and 7 each in Northland and the Bay of Plenty.
What has your involvement in this project been like?
It's been a huge learning experience and a great master's project for me so far with Otago Uni. Getting an opportunity to work with Laura Boren at DOC and her colleagues has just given me a much deeper insight into wildlife management and conservation in New Zealand. My main role is to gather the sightings data for the Kekenor into a spreadsheet and create a map of their distribution from this, and hopefully determine some key haulouts or breeding locations in the Upper North Island.
How have citizen volunteers been involved in this project?
Basically, without the New Zealand public sending through their sightings to the Kekenor DOC inbox, we would be really limited with the number of sightings that we're able to work with. So the citizen science has been really outstanding in enhancing our understanding of fur seal numbers and their distribution across New Zealand that we really wouldn't have had otherwise.
What sort of impacts do Kekenor have on the local environments?
So Kekenor play a really vital role in the ecosystem. They feed mainly on squid and small fish, as well as being prey to larger species in New Zealand waters, such as sharks and orca, even leopard seals. They're also just a really engaging species, which New Zealanders have come to know and love.
Is it an issue that the mortality rates may be rising?
So of the sightings that we accumulated from our call to action in 2022, 81 were for live animals and 21 were for dead animals. And this was actually a positive result, as there were significantly fewer dead seals reported than over the previous winter and spring in 2021, where we found that there were more than 50 dead animals.
And what sort of conclusions have you drawn from this research so far?
So sightings are increasing, and like I say, from at least the data we've accumulated over the last year, dead seals are decreasing. There are influences that could be factors such as weather and food availability, but so far it is a positive trend.
How does this extension of the project assist in your research?
So the decision to extend the project into summer will deliver more valuable data on one of our most visible and interesting marine species. So in summer, obviously, more people are out enjoying the coasts of New Zealand and the ocean around us. So there'll just be more eyes helping us identify seals and provide us with sightings. And in addition to this, the extension into summer allows us to look for Kekenor across a really important time in their life history, as summer is their breeding season. So we're on the lookout for pups as well. The project area has also been expanded to cover areas such as north of Kawhia, up along Waikato's west coast, and Whakatane on the east coast.
And if people want to get involved by submitting their own sightings, where can they go to do that? How would they do that?
Yep, so just jump on to your email, send us an email through to kekenor@doc.govt.nz, and we would really appreciate any sightings that the New Zealand public can put through to us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.